Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
It's the Dort Podcast. It's the Dort Podcast.
It's Rich Keefe.
It's the Dort Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the hashtag Dort Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keefe, joined as always by Ryan Davey. Davey, how are you?
What a wonderful day we're having outside today. I know that's not good podcasting, but what a beaut, huh?
Oh, my God. And it actually, it makes me be in a better mood. I'm one of those people that the weather affects my mood. I know that it shouldn't, but it does. So
you have seasonal affective disorder?
Yeah, I don't like to put a real, I don't like to put a real, you know, label on it, Ryan, but yeah, that's pretty much what I have. Also, it's been a week since Avengers Infinity War, at least a week since our episode came out, and there's been a bunch of new revelations, I would say. And I think the best way to do it, because I think everybody's already seen it by now, but just to get another YouTube video going, we have not had one in a while, I think we should probably record a YouTube video where we attack some of the things, some of the follow-up thoughts we have on Infinity War and all of that. So when that comes out, we will tweet that out, or you can subscribe on youtube.com/dorkpodcast. How does that sound?
Let's do that tonight.
Yes, I like that. Now, that could also be right now, depending on when you're listening to the podcast.
Again.
But for the purposes of us figuring it out, I like that. I say we do that tonight. There's a lot to get to, including some of the questions we had from last week. We got a lot of people following up, answering some of those questions and things like that. So I think
we have incurred some. We had some real cranky pants in our hive.
Yeah. Oh well. That was not about Infinity War, but some people are really upset with you specifically.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But that's neither here nor there. Should we move on with what we normally do at the beginning of the podcast?
Please, let's do that.
This week in Dork.
Well, this past weekend, in fact, Saturday was Free Comic Book Day. Hopefully everybody out there was able to support their local comic book shop. And speaking of that, if you are a local comic book shop and would like to support us, we are always open for business. But
hey, we, yeah.
In all seriousness, I grabbed a few things, including Barrier Number 1 by Brian K. Vaughan, who does Saga and Why the Last Man and Ex Machina. He's probably one of the five best writers, not just right now, but I mean, he's on the short list, I think, of all time. Like, his catalog is off the charts.
Yeah, and it's like sneaky good. It's like stuff that it's kind of on the fringe. It's not anything like mainstream like you would. I mean, for comic book people, obviously, like Saga and Why the Last Man are.
Yeah.
But like people who are casual comic book fans that you probably wouldn't have heard of.
Yeah, like he's dipped into like some, you know, mainstream characters like Marvel and DC, but his best stuff is like his own. And so, like, again, Why the Last Man, they're going to make into a show. Ex Machina. It's not Ex Machina like the movie. It's a different thing, but it's really good. I like that too. But this one's Barrier, and he's writing it with Marcos Martin, who he's worked with before. Like, half of it was in Spanish, and so I had to dust off the old Espanol from high school, and that was not great. But
that was not great.
Pretty cool. And then so they had some other stuff too. So hopefully you were able to get some good comic book stuff last Saturday. Now, while we were recording last week's episode, Ant-Man and the Wasp's latest trailer came out. What did you think of that bad boy?
It was a little goofy, I thought. Yeah. But, you know, I think after what we just put ourselves through, I think a little levity is in order.
I do, too. Now, I'm curious, and we're going to be doing highest-grossing movies of all time coming up. And when you look at the MCU, I forget exactly where Ant-Man ranks, but it's pretty much towards the bottom. It's like Hulk and that one and maybe another one, like, are dead last. Based off of this year alone, we've seen Black Panther set all kinds of records. Infinity War is on its way to setting records. Where do you think Ant-Man and the Wasp, like, especially with all the buzz, very much pun intended. Well, I guess ants don't really buzz, but wasps maybe. Anyway, how do you think this is going to do box office-wise?
I think it'll do fine. I think it's the only thing. It's the only game in town when it comes out. I'm not completely blown away by what I've seen.
No, but I do think it's important. Like, It takes place in between Civil War and Infinity War, and it'll help explain where Ant-Man and the Wasp are, because, I guess, minor spoiler, they're not in Infinity War. So that'll help. Plus, with all the Pym particle stuff and the interdimension stuff with Janet Van Dyne, like, I think this is going to be pretty important for Infinity War or Avengers 4. Like, I think you're going to need to see this to see that, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and you're going to need to, yeah, and I think this is, you know, I probably, like I said, a nice little bridge between the two of them, but then you get what's next after that.
Captain Marvel next March.
Captain Marvel's the next one, so, like, you need to, there has to be some tie-in with both of those movies, right?
Yeah.
You have to figure.
I would say so. In the You Can't Watch Everything department, Cloak and Dagger will be out June 7th on Freeform, and wait for it, Ryan, this is in the MCU.
Come on.
It is. This is very much.
So are they just going to mention the incident like they do in all the other shows?
They may not even do that. They're just going to tell you that it's in the MCU so they can get more viewers. I don't know, but you know, if you do watch the show, let us know at Dork Podcast and dorkpodcast@gmail.com if it's something worth watching. There's a new Deadpool 2 poster. Looks pretty fun. Looks pretty good.
The more I see it, and this is one of those ones, the more I see of Ant-Man, I'm like, and the more I see of Deadpool, I'm like, okay, we're getting it right. We're doing it right.
I'm excited. So that's May 18th. That'll be our next movie standalone. And they're going to be coming fast and furious because we have Deadpool 2, we have Solo, we have Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom, Ant-Man and the Wasp. There's a lot going on here this dork summer.
Isn't there always a lot going on?
Yeah, that's right. Luke Cage Season 2 comes out June 22nd, whether you like it or not. And they had a new trailer out. They got a new villain there who could punch Luke Cage in the face, and Luke Cage gets hurt.
Yeah, neato.
I feel like this is going to be another slog.
I think so, too. You think they might have fixed it? I don't know. Iron Fist is confirmed for this, right?
I think I read that he was in it, but he's not in the trailer.
I think he's confirmed. I think I saw like set photos with them on, like, together.
He's not in the Ray trailer. Shout out Big Boss Man. Pick of the pod. Ryan, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Right now, gun to your head, gun to your dick. Luke Cage Season 2, are we going to be doing a standalone episode of that?
Yes, we are.
Okay. All right. That was a quick answer.
Only because right at the end of June, we're going to get a lot of, we're going to have shot our load. In terms of movies, and we're going to need some content. So
that's true. I mean, we do at least one episode a week, so we got to do 52 episodes a year. So yeah, Luke Cage Season 2 probably.
If we're slow, like in the middle of July when there's nothing going on, we'll do a Luke Cage.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, so the Teen Titans Go to the Movies trailer is out. This movie looks funny. Like, this is obviously like a kids movie. Like, a lot of kids are really into that Teen Titans show. I know my nephew really likes it, and it's pretty good, like, for a DC show. Like, well, DC movies on the animated side do pretty well. This is already a show with a solid kind of audience and fan base behind it, and they're pretty, like, self-deprecating. Like, there's a great scene. So the trailer, the Teen Titans, they're trying to be taken more seriously by the Justice League, so they say they need a villain, and they come across Deathstroke, and, like, the first thing they say to him is, like, hey, Deadpool? He's like, no, I'm not Deadpool. He's like, yeah, you're Deadpool. He's like, no, I actually came out before Deadpool. It's like, so it's pretty, I think it's going to be good. I don't know if I'm going to see it in the theater, but I think this could be pretty promising.
Yeah, and again, it's nice to see DC not take itself too seriously. I mean, that's kind of the big knock on them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that it's too serious. But yes. So it's nice to see a little bit of that from them.
I'll watch this, like, when this one comes out on, direct on demand or whatever, I'll watch it. Now,
I'm not going to the theater to see this one.
No, there's too many. We get too much on our plate here. We got too much going on. How about this? I don't know if there's a lot of information or all the information is known on this just yet, but DC this past week teased out something called the Ultimate DC Membership, and part of it is they're going to be streaming shows exclusive to this DC membership, so this site that they're going to have, and the shows are going to include Titans, Young Justice, Harley Quinn, Swamp Thing. Now, they didn't get into the details, but I believe it's going to be a lot more than that. And they kept urging, like, this is the best thing for DC fans and blah, 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 blah. I'm wondering, Ryan, because I think Marvel has something similar to this. Do you think they're going to open it up where if you get this membership and you pay for it, you get the shows, sort of like Netflix, but I'm hoping you'll also get access to some of the comic catalog, and you can go back and read old comics is what I'm hoping.
Well, that would make it worth it. You know what I mean? Because I feel like
just the
shows, I don't want to watch a Young Justice show. You know, I'm intrigued by Swamp Thing, but I don't think I would watch like a Young Justice or like Titans show.
No. And like, it's weird. Like if they were able to take all of the shows off of the CW, which that's not going to happen, but if they did, I feel like they would have more, like that's like four or five shows. Like they could have something there. But if you could say, hey, you can go back and like flip through all the comics, like that'd be pretty cool. Like basically like the WWE Network, but for DC stuff. That'd be kind of cool, I think.
And I think that's kind of where things are going, too. Like, Disney's coming out with their own streaming service, and they already talked about pulling all of their Marvel stuff off of Netflix and Hulu and all that stuff. So I think more of that is coming. I think DC is just trying to keep up right now.
Like, wouldn't that be cool, too? Like, they don't have the content yet. But imagine if they, and I don't know who owns everything, but if you just had the rights of every DC thing ever, like if you had the Batman, the animated series, if you had the whole thing on there, but then you also had, like, the Nolan Batman trilogy, you had the Burton movie, like anything that was Superman or Batman ever, it was on this thing, all of a sudden it might be worth it.
Yeah, even like you said, if you had access to like digital comics, which gave you like graphic novels and stuff, like
I would
be all about that.
Oh yeah, it'd be sick. So, well, as we get more information on that, we can look into that, see if that's worthwhile. We talked about Westworld is back, and they've had three episodes into season two, and it was already announced they're getting a season three. That's probably fine.
I'm cool with that.
That's okay.
Going in the right direction.
Now, if you want to get sad, Ryan, you should watch a show called 13 Reasons Why. It was one of my pick of the pods a while ago, and they were coming back with a season two. It's a Netflix-only show, and season two is going to be released on May 18th. And if any of you watched season one, you kind of thought that was a pretty well-told story, and that might be it. So I didn't know if it was going to be new characters, but after watching the trailer, it is the same characters. They are back at it again, so I don't know what direction they're going to go.
I get the loose gist of this show. Yeah. My wife watched it and she kind of liked it.
What did she think?
She would kick me out of the room because I would come in and like ruin it and be like, this looks stupid.
It's it's depressing, dude. Like for a high school, and I know you're around it as a high school teacher, but like it's intense. Like it deals with like suicide and rape and just like all this like really heavy shit going on. Like
and like a lot of educators and a lot of people who are in that world like have like a huge problem with that show.
Yeah. Oh, it caused a lot of stuff. Like if you just do a quick little Bing search, you can find some schools believe that like suicide attempts went up because of this show. Others are saying like, and then there's the flip side that say this is really important, like high school kids do deal with this stuff and you can't ignore it. So it's pretty polarizing. But and you also notice that they have these like warnings at the start of like the episodes, which who knows what the fuck those do, but they're like, hey, like, you know, serious content on the way. So anyway, they're coming back with season two, and I'll watch it, but it's a lot to digest.
I think I'm out on that one.
Yeah, that's you can't watch everything, Ryan.
You can't watch everything. Nor do I want to watch everything. So
no, that's probably true.
Yeah.
That's it for the news on my end. Should we get to the next thing?
Let's get to my news.
It's time for Davey's Video Game Minute. Even if it takes more than a minute.
All right, let's have some.
All right, so the big news is we've had a few disappointments recently in Boston sports, and none probably bigger than the Boston your undefeated Boston Uprising losing in the finals of Stage 3 to the New York Excelsior, which kind of sucks. They went all the way to the end of the stage, were undefeated, and met New York in the finals and lost. So just another heartbreak for Boston sports.
Son of a bitch. So we still got the Celtics.
I don't think we talked about this. As we were doing the podcast, this was coming out, but the new Red Dead trailer came out.
Yes.
For Red Dead Redemption 2. It looks phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
This game has been 8 years in the making, and you can tell just by the level of detail and everything that this. And now they're starting to come out with new screenshots and new stills and in 4K, and this game looks like it's going to be everything it's billed to be. So that's pretty exciting. The big news, I'll get to the weird news first. Richard, if I told you that the world record for Mike Tyson's punch out is 15 minutes and 10 seconds, and that was set a month ago. Would you be impressed?
15 minutes. It's funny because I recently played this, and I do what I do every time I play it. I sit down, I immediately get to Mike Tyson, and I immediately get knocked out. That's exactly how I play. But with all the cutscenes and everything, 15 minutes, that would impress me.
Pretty impressive, right? Taking minimal amounts of damage.
Yeah, because you cannot skip through the goddamn bicycle jogging scenes.
You cannot.
So 15 minutes is impressive.
If I told you I beat that game in 20 minutes and 36 seconds, would you be impressed?
You beat it in 20 minutes?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm impressed by that.
What if I told you a guy did that blindfolded?
Stop it.
Yeah. Minutes and 36 seconds. He beat Mike Tyson all the way through in 20 minutes and 36 seconds blindfolded.
Could he see through the blindfold like Brent Barry in the dunk contest?
Yeah. Like you could see him on the stream with like a sleep mask over his eyes.
How do you? Wow!
It was pretty impressive. I actually watched the whole thing, and it was pretty impressive. So now, Richard, the last bit of news I have, we'll get to the. I know you're going to digest that for a minute, but the biggest news in the gaming world today, as of today, as we record this, is that Fortnite is crossing over with the Infinity War cast, and Thanos is now a playable character in Fortnite. Which, as you've seen, Mac from Mac and Goo tweeted out a little link of him playing today and going bananas the first time he got the Infinity Gauntlet. And so Thanos has like 700 shield and like 300 health, so he's like it's kind of like a Juggernaut game. He's got three abilities, which are all very, very powerful.
Yes,
but he can be killed.
Yes, so he can be
killed.
That's
a good thing.
Now,
this is kind of fun. This is a nice little thing that they're doing, spicing it up a little bit. I'm still on the outs with Fortnite, as we've talked about before. I don't know. I get why people like it. I just might just not be for me. You know?
I went back today, and on my way, I played two games because the Infinity Gauntlet was back, and I tried getting it. Spoiler alert: I do not get it. But you go to YouTube right now, youtube.com/dorkpodcast. You can see Thanos in action. Unfortunately, it's not me doing it, but you see how
he's
the setup
being killed
is
killed by Thanos.
Correct. I got some licks in on him though, which wasn't bad.
Yeah.
But so they just drop the gauntlet like a minute or 2 minutes into the match, and then it's like a free for all to get there, and then whoever gets it has it, and then if you kill him, then you take it over. Now going back to Mac, watching him get the gauntlet, I've never seen anybody as excited about anything in my life.
No, he might have two or three kids down the line, and I don't think he'll be that excited.
No, he'll still remember May 8th when he got the gauntlet. It was incredible, too, and so he twitched it out, and then I think he made like a YouTube link of it or whatever. You can check it out on his Twitter. I think we even retweeted it. But there's like a guy on the ground that's like two steps closer to getting the gauntlet than Mac is, but that guy must have fucking hit the wrong button or something.
He backed off like he was going to try to shoot him or something.
I don't know
what
he's doing, but
something happened, but the guy like panicked.
Mac went straight scoop and score and then just was so excited. Like that was incredible. So check that out. You can see the gauntlet in action. And that literally, I think I said on the stream, I'm like, it's the only way that it was going to get me back into Fortnite. Because I was with you. I was kind of done with it. But I'm like, Thanos is in it? All right, let's give it a go.
Yep.
So pretty good, Ryan. Pretty.
Yeah. I'm trying to keep it tighter. I'm trying to be as moderately informative as I usually am, but in a tighter package. You know
fairly
what I mean?
Informative.
You're fairly informative.
It's one news publication called the Davey Video Game, and it's fairly informative. Let me ask you this. Let me spring this on you. This is the 64th episode of Hashtag Dork on WEEI. I think it's actually like our 154th all time, but it's number 64 in the EEI catalog. Could you give me your top three N64 games of all time?
Oh, easily.
Okay.
Ocarina of Time.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you like that one very much. Yep.
GoldenEye.
Good one.
WrestleMania 2000.
Oh, my God. WrestleMania 2000. We logged
that's
a lot of
that's
hours.
That's a powerhouse.
That is a powerhouse.
Yep.
Now, Mario Kart was... I might go Mario Kart for me.
Yeah, like replayability-wise, like Mario Kart, but if you're asking me my favorites...
No, those three are really good, yeah.
Yeah. I would say, and this is why, when we get into this, we get into the next thing. I make a little bit of a distinction. I distinguish between best and favorite. Like, what I think are the best movies are not necessarily my favorite movies.
That's definitely true. But then if you're like, if you're super opinionated, you just turn your favorite into the best. You're like, it's the best because it's my favorite. But you're right. There probably should be like a line. Like, I understand that MacGruber shouldn't win an Oscar.
But in your head, Oscars, it's won. It's the greatest movie of all time.
It's swept the award season. So, all right, should we get on to the topic du jour?
The what?
Well, it's the topic of the day, and that is highest grossing movies of all time, worldwide box office. That's right. There's a distinction there. We're talking worldwide, and the reason why we're doing that is Avengers: Infinity War is flying up the charts. At the time that we are recording this, it is already the 15th highest grossing film ever worldwide. It's already over $1 billion. It was the quickest to $1 billion. Some of these movies that we're going to get to have a pretty big gap in between, like, worldwide money and domestic money, or like outside of the United States money.
Right.
But we're adding it all together. It's worldwide money. Before we get to that, obviously inflation has to be sort of included. So
I suppose
I'm just on a side. We're just going to give you the top 10 movies of all time if you add in inflation. But then when the list that we really look at is just going to be true dollars, like who the top 50 movies all time based on actual money. But just so we don't leave these out, this is with inflation. Number 10, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, 1937.
Yeah, weird.
Number 9, Jaws. Makes sense. It made $2 billion if you, again, add inflation. Number 8, Dr. Zhivago.
What?
That was number 8. Number 7, The Ten Commandments.
Mm-hmm.
6, E.T. 5, The Sound of Music. 4, Titanic. 3, Star Wars. 2, Avatar. And number 1, all time, Gone with the Wind.
One of the movies I've never actually seen all the way through.
Really?
I've seen it.
That
in
is,
pieces. I've never seen it one shot.
The answer to my wife's favorite movie would be Gone with the Wind.
Is it now?
She's a big time fan. Although it is a slog that
you
gotta put some time aside if you want to watch that. So we're not forgetting those, but those are them. So let's get to the real deal list as of again this weekend, and we'll make some comments as we go. Again, talking about ones that we liked, we didn't like, maybe ones we didn't even see, surprises, all of that. So if you start at number 50 all time. That made $890 million worldwide, Spider-Man 3.
Well, I can't believe that this movie cracked the top 50.
Spider-Man 3 is the worst Spider-Man.
It is, but like coming off 2, which was...
Yes.
You could make the argument that that's one of the best superhero movies ever.
Yes.
You could make that argument, and I would listen to it and agree with most of it.
It's in there. Oh, you know what we got to do, too? So did you see The Ringer did like the top 50 superhero movies of all time, and they had like this whole metric on how they did it?
No.
And anyway, long story short, Spider-Man, the original, was ranked higher than Spider-Man 2.
Come on.
And I was like, all right, this list is void. Like, so like,
well, did it like take box office? Because I think that did better at the box office.
Yeah, box office was part of the metric, and that's why Black Panther was number 2 on their list all time.
Oh.
I was like, all right. But anyway, Spider-Man 3 was a bag of shit, but everybody saw it.
Yeah.
Number 49.
Which if you look at a lot of this list, we're gonna find some of those.
There's a lot of bad movies on this list.
Oh, tons of bad movies on this
list. It's mostly bad movies and franchises. And let's get into that. Number 49, Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
Now, I was looking at, is like every Harry Potter on this list somewhere?
It
has to be, right?
I don't think everyone is. I think I tried counting them up, and there's a bunch. Because how many? Was there 8 Harry Potters or 7? I don't think all of them are on here, but pretty damn close.
I know Fantastic Beasts isn't on here, but because that's not like Harry Potter. You know, it's Harry Potter's world. It's not Harry Potter.
Yeah. It's the Harry Potter verse.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Goblet of Fire, is that the fourth one? The third one? I have no idea.
I don't even know.
Okay. Number 48, Shrek 2.
No Shrek 1, huh?
Shrek
2. Shrek 3. Yeah.
Well, we're counting our way down to number 1. Number 47, The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers.
Which should be higher, because this movie is one of the better on this list.
It's a very good movie, yeah, that's for sure. And it's one of those ones that really crossed into, like the Oscar people acknowledged it as a good movie, the dorks acknowledged it as a good movie, like, that. It's very rare to have something like that.
And for me, Return of the King got all the love, but, like, I thought The Two Towers was a better movie than Return of the King.
I like The Two Towers more as well.
Yeah.
Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince comes in at 46. Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix comes in at 45.
Neato. Good for them.
Finding Nemo at 44.
Not surprised. That movie's phenomenal.
That movie is a it's a solid movie. Number 43, yep. The Hobbit, The Battle of the Five Armies. Ugh.
Which I never saw that.
Was that the third one in
that
series?
That was the last one. That was the third one, yeah.
Those were bad. I'll be honest. I didn't like any of them. Like, talk about a slog.
And hard to look at. Like, physically, like, hard to look at. I think they filmed them in, like, 60 frames or, like, 30 frames. Like, would not what they would normally film a movie.
Yeah, it was just
it was
brutal.
Hard to watch.
Like, nobody asked for 10 more hours of Hobbits. And that's what you got.
And not only that, it's like a 250-page book.
Yeah.
How do you make three-hour movies out of a 250-page book?
Oh, my God. Well, they did it. And you got to go back
Jesus
and watch.
Christ.
Number 42 just came out this past year. Jumanji: Welcome to the Jungle with The Rock and Kevin Hart and Jack Black. It's the 42nd highest grossing film worldwide of all time.
Which is that's crazy to me. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, it's The Rock.
What do I know?
Yeah, The Rock. The Rock's the man. Now, let me ask you this: is Kevin Hart funny?
I've often described him as the Black Dane Cook.
We're getting kind of edgy
here. It's not really like what he's saying. It's like how he's saying it.
So I made a comment the other day because he was at the Celtics game and he was going nuts because he's a big Sixers fan and he was making an ass out of himself. And I was like more joking. I was like, Kevin Hart's not even that. It's not even funny. And then so I got a lot of response to that. And some people said I was nuts. And a lot of people agreed with me. And I honestly think the funniest thing he's ever done was his 3-minute cameo in 40-Year-Old Virgin.
That was really funny, and he does one stand-up bit that every time I watch it, I laugh, and it's the one where have you seen all his stand-ups?
I think so, yeah.
When the teacher pins the note to his chest and he gets to swear at his teacher?
No, I don't remember that. I don't remember.
Oh, my God. You have to go see that. Right. It's side-splittingly funny.
All right. I'll give it a shot.
And when he does like an impression of Shaq running up and down the floor in that comedy special. That's actually really funny too.
All right, fine. So you like Kevin Hart then?
Yeah, most of the time.
Okay. All right, number 41, The Hobbit, The Desolation of
Smaug. Yeah.
That was a crap movie, I thought.
It's fine.
Number 40, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1. So basically, it's just the Hobbits and the Harry Potters at this point.
Hobbits and Harry Potters.
Number 39, Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End.
This is the third one, right? Is this the third one?
Ooh, good question.
I think it's the third one. This is the one with, like, Keith Richards is in it, and they have all, like, the weirdo pirates.
Yeah. 2007. So that was not great. Number 38, The Jungle Book. I have not seen The Jungle Book.
This is the live-action Jungle Book, yes. 2016. Yeah. So, I have seen that. It was actually pretty good.
Number 37, this is impressive because there's not many movies on this list that came out in the 1990s, and that would be The Lion King.
Yeah.
Lion King's just a great movie is what that is.
Legendary movie.
It really is incredible. Number 36, Despicable Me 2.
Yeah, and these are all coming in hot at this point, too.
The Minion craze, a lot of sequels and shit like that on here, which is definitely true. Number 35, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. I thought it was the Sorcerer's Stone.
That's the first one, yeah.
The Sorcerer's Stone. It says here on the list.
Yeah, we're looking at a Wikipedia list here, and it's the Sorcerer's Stone.
It says Philosophers here. I think that was the name of the book, right? And then they changed it to...
I have no idea.
We're not potheads, so we don't know the answer. All right, so that is number 35. Starting now, 34 and up, all of these movies made $1 billion worldwide or more as we go. So number 34, The Dark Knight.
Possibly the best movie on the list.
I think it is. Yeah, probably. Yeah.
At 34.
At 34, yeah. But $1 billion is still nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah.
And I think it tipped off... At one point it was the fourth. Like all these movies are like came out after it and like passed it by.
Yeah.
So it peaked out at four. It is now 34. Number 33 is The Hobbit: An Unexpected Journey.
Yeah.
Number 32, Zootopia.
Kind of a surprise for this one.
Zootopia is a bag of shit. That movie's awful.
Well,
awful.
It was packaged the only issue I have with this is it's not a kids movie.
No, it's too
like it's packaged as like a cute bunny and a fox, but this is like some heavy shit.
Yeah, it's not funny. It's too on the nose. It's trying to like it's such a social commentary thing. Like I'm fine, like drop some of those in. I get it, but like you're right. This is not for kids. I mean, it is, mm-hmm. but it's not. Yeah. Number 31, Alice in Wonderland.
That again,
the 2010 Johnny Depp joint.
Right.
This movie was not good at all. No. I did not like the look of it. Number 30, Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace.
And at some point, this had to have been like way up at the top, right?
It topped out at number 2 all time.
Yep.
Yeah, because this was 1999.
I remember seeing that and being like, this is... It was the first time I had gone to a movie and be like, this is crazy. Like, people in... Because
did you like it when you first saw it?
Well, I mean, when I first saw it, I was like 17 years old.
Right.
You know, so I didn't know any better. Like, I was just a dumb kid. Of course I liked it when I saw it. But because I was a kid.
I remember collecting, like, the cans. Remember they had... So they had a deal with Pepsi, Diet Pepsi, Mountain Dew, and whatever their other one was at the time.
Oh, yeah.
And they had the characters on it. I don't know if I told the story on the podcast before. If I did, so what? And so I had a couple of – Darth Maul was on the Mountain Dew, and I had two of them, and I never opened them, and I had them in there. And so, like, not that long ago, like, my parents have moved, and somehow they still made it, like, which is, like, probably, like, a box labeled, like, rich as shit. And so they had it. And my mom must have been going through stuff, and she was like, yeah, you had, like, two cans of Mountain Dew explode somewhere? So I was like, I'm sorry, what? I'm like, oh, those are Darth Maul collectibles. I'm like, did you keep them? She's like, no, we got rid of them. Are you kidding me? Why do you have these? I was like, I don't know.
They're collector's items.
I thought they'd be great. We used to go, I remember my buddies, we were in, like, 7th or 8th grade, probably, and we would, like, go to the vending machines and, like, buy Diet Pepsis and Pepsis that we didn't even want just to see what characters we would get. And they had, like, all the shit ones. Like, Newt Gunray was, like, on, like, a can.
Yeah.
It was awful. And, like, you get, like, Queen Amidala and Padme and, like, Little Anakin. I'm like, oh, my God. Yeah, now looking back on it, the movie was awful. But then...
It was awful.
Yeah.
But then, like I said, like, I remember walking out of the theater and be like, that Jar Jar Binks was kind of stupid, but the movie was kick-ass.
Yeah, like, right, exactly. Like, everybody hated Jar Jar right away. Like, that was, you didn't fall in love with that, but you're like, oh, pod racing seems kind of crazy. And, like, you know, like, Darth Maul's an awesome villain. Like, you know, too bad he's gone. But, yeah, I think that was one later on. You're like, oh, my God, what happened? What did we do here?
Yeah, what did we do? We created a monster.
But still, number 30 all-time, made over $1 billion. So I guess the joke's on us because Star Wars, no matter what kind of bag of crap they put out there, it's going to make a ton of money. Number 29 all-time is Finding Dory, the Finding
also
Nemo sequel.
Movie.
Is it good? I never saw this one.
It's pretty good. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Number 28, which at one point when it came out, it was the number one movie all time because it came out in 1993. That, of course, would be Jurassic Park.
Yes.
Awesome.
What a landmark film.
It really was. Like this, and this is another one. Like, when you think back to, like, theater experiences, this is one that stands out to me. I remember, because you remember early 90s, like, movie theaters obviously had, like, surround sound, but it was kind of in, like, the early stages, I want to say.
Yeah, it was like the early stages of like what THQ or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah, and so it was a little bit different. And so I remember I was visiting my aunt and uncle and cousins down in Atlanta. So, you know, we weren't in New Hampshire, so we went to like a much bigger theater than I was accustomed to. And this was what everybody was seeing. So I was like, all right, we got to go see Jurassic Park. And I've never, and I was also 9. I never remember a theater being that loud in my life. And, like, hearing dinosaurs, like, off-screen running, like, next to you. Like, I'd never experienced anything like that. It's probably the greatest in-theater experience I've ever had.
Yeah, I remember, like, the first time you heard, or you felt like you heard the Tyrannosaurus steps with a cup of water. Like, I remember, like, my chair shaking.
Yeah,
like,
it was
nuts. That's
how
loud it was in the theater.
Yeah, that was awesome. And so... This movie deserves, and like this is also, like some of these movies, and I guess you can make the point, Harry Potter and the Hobbit movies, if you're going to see them in the theater, hence why they've made so much money. And Jurassic Park is at the top of the list for me, as, you know, it's
so,
such a different experience.
And my wife and I were talking about this the other day, like when we saw Avengers, we saw the trailer for the new Jurassic World, and she's immediately, she's just like, we're going to see that in the theater, right? And I'm like, because that's when we talked about it after. I'm like, I didn't think you'd be that excited to see that. And she's like, well, that's just one of those movies you see in the theater.
You're absolutely. Well, it's funny. My wife said the same thing. She was like, because I'm making plans. I'm like, well, I'm going to see Avengers this weekend. I'm going to see Deadpool this weekend. I'm like, you have any interest in that? She's like, no. I'm like, I'm going to go see Solo. And she's like, no. And then she's like, I'll go see the Jurassic World with you. I was like, what? I'm like, that's going to be the worst one out of the group. And she's like, I still want to see it. I'm like, okay, fine.
Yeah, because that's what you go to the movies for, is for the spectacle, for the big picture and the sound and all that stuff. So
how bad or good do you think Jurassic World 2 will be?
I think it'll be a B. I think it'll be a B, B plus.
Yeah.
Like I'm talking like a hard 85, like B. You get a B.
So like a 5? Or a 4.5 out of
like
6?
Like a 4.5.
I mean, speak my language, if you would. Like a 4, like a 4,
four
and a half.
4.5.
Yeah. Like a soft 4.5?
Yeah.
All right. Number 27 all time, Despicable Me 3.
Terrible movie.
Yeah, I've not seen that.
It's bad.
Not seen that. Number 26, Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides.
Never saw it.
No, I think this may have been on TV. This one came out all the way in 2011. But, like, the Pirates movies are trash. They suck. They really are. There's a bunch of them, too.
It's 5 of them.
Ugh. Most of them are on this list, by the way. Now we get into the top 25 worldwide box office all time. Number 25, Rogue One, A Star Wars Story.
I feel like it should be higher. It's a better movie than that.
It's a good movie, but also just showing you how powerful Star Wars is, because they're like, hey, here's like a movie that like you kind of know how it's going to end. Like we're kind of sneaky taking another shot at a prequel movie, which those movies were bad. But
well, I know it's not a spoiler because this is on the list, but you also knew how Titanic ended, you know?
That's a good point. Yeah, but there's such a good love story there, Ryan.
Oh, my God.
Number 24, Jesus Christ. Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest.
There's so many of these things.
Now, was that the first one?
No, I think it was just Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, right? Yeah, probably. So Dead Man's Chest, maybe that was the third one? Who gives a shit?
I think it was the third one or the fourth one, who knows?
People are screaming.
Dead Men Tell No Tales was the most recent one. Dead Man's Chest, I think, was the second one.
Wait, Dead Men Tell No Tales is the name of a Pirates movie?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll have to look that up. Number 23, Toy Story 3.
Another phenomenal movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie. Number 22, and this is why I say this movie's overrated. It's not bad, but it's overrated critics-wise and overrated box office-wise. That'd be The Dark Knight Rises.
Box office-wise, I think, you know, as you said, like, The Dark Knight's the best movie on this list, I think.
Yes.
And coming off the heels of that, I think that gave it a little bit of a bump. Because people always wanted to see that again, and it wasn't. You're right. It wasn't the same caliber movie as that, but it was good.
It was definitely good, but like it made more money than Batman Begins and The Dark Knight, and it's the worst out of the group.
And I think it made as much money as it did because of The Dark Knight.
Oh, yeah, you might be right, yeah.
That's just how I feel.
No, you're probably right. All right, here we go. Pirates of the Caribbean. Let's put them in order here for everybody. The Curse of the Black Pearl.
Okay.
Is the first one. The second one is Dead Man's Chest.
Okay.
The third one is At World's End. The fourth one is On Stranger Tides. The fifth one is Dead Men Tell No Tales.
I never saw the fourth and fifth one.
That came out last year, I think. And there will be a Pirates 6, apparently.
Great. Because Johnny Depp needs to pay his alimony, right? That's the joke I made last time.
Yes, it is. Still good. So... 22 is Dark Knight Rises. 21, Transformers Age of Extinction.
I think I saw the first two Transformers movies, and then I'm like, I'm good. I think they made 3 more.
Oh, yeah, and they've all made a ton of money. We're going to get to more of these. I don't like any of them. I'll be honest. Not a fan. Not for me. And I like Transformers
growing up. I was a fan of Megan Fox at the time.
I mean, who wasn't? Va, va, voom. Now, Shia LaBeouf claims that he slept with Megan Fox. Do you believe those claims?
Yes.
Damn it.
You don't believe it?
Nah, he's probably right.
He's probably, like, you spend enough time together, you know, you're two young kids.
Yeah.
You're having fun out there, you know what I mean?
Would you make an argument that prime Megan Fox can compete with anybody else in their prime?
She was up there for a long time.
Yes. Did you ever see Jennifer's Body, which is not on this list?
I did not see that movie.
Oh, it was good.
Yes. Was it?
Oh, yeah, she kisses Amanda Seyfried.
Nice.
Oh.
Nice.
Nice.
Anyway, yeah, Megan Fox brings the high heat. I can't believe she was with Brian Austin Green, David from 90210. Although my wife says that he's hot, so maybe that's...
Remember, he was like the dorky kid in 90210, wasn't he?
Well, like the first couple seasons, because he was like younger than them, and he just wanted to hang out with them. But then he ended up, you know, he was with Donna for such a long time. He was with Tiffany Amber Thiessen at one point.
Which, speaking of steal a smooch like Mount Rushmore,
put
Kelly Kapowski up there for me.
Oh.
I think I did, didn't I?
I think you did, yeah.
Yeah.
I think you absolutely did.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Nice. We're going to move on. Moving on.
Number 20. Now we're getting into the top 20, Ryan. Skyfall. Get a little James Bond on here, no? No on Skyfall?
Nope. I liked Javier Bardem in that movie.
Javier Bardem.
Nope. Yeah. Number 19. Can't understand a word he says, but he was good.
That's fine. Number 19, The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King.
Good movie.
Good movie.
I'll wear that one.
Good
yeah.
movie. Number 18, Transformers, Dark of the Moon.
Never saw it.
It's going to be Dark Side of the Moon, right? Dark of
no,
the Moon?
No, you can't say that. It's copyright. You can't say that.
Is it just Dark of the Moon is the name of the
yes,
movie?
Yes, it is. No, it's Dark of the Moon. Dark Side of the Moon is the Pink Floyd album.
Well, I'm aware of that, but Dark of the Moon doesn't even make sense, does it?
Yeah.
I guess
what's
it does.
What's the Be Best? Is that the new Melania Trump thing?
Yeah, Be Best. Like, I think you're missing a word or two.
Yeah, you're missing some words.
I don't know what we're getting at. All right, number 17, we get into the MCU, Captain America Civil War.
That's just a fine, fine film.
This should be probably even higher. Like, it was so good, and you had that collection of characters. You were introducing Spider-Man into the MCU. You were introducing Black Panther into the MCU. Just the hype train behind it. I thought it was, I mean, 17 is obviously incredible. It's $1.1 billion made.
Yeah.
But this is another one of those movie experience movies, too. Like, you got to go see this bad boy.
And it's essentially Avengers 2.5.
Correct.
You know?
Yeah, it's Captain America 3, it's Iron Man 4, it's Avengers 2.5, it's all that stuff. Number 16, Minions.
Terrible movie. Terrible. You know how many times I've seen this damn movie?
How many times have you seen this damn movie?
A baker's dozen if I've seen it once.
Ugh.
Oh, it sucks. My daughter went through like this whole thing where she would just like watch this every day. And it was terrible. Like, it was bad. Like, Steve Carell makes those movies, and he wasn't even in it.
No, that stinks. These are just like the little guys, right?
And they go on a little adventure, and they show their little yellow tushies every now and again. You know, the kids love it. They make weird noises, you know?
Now, are they bad guys?
Kind of. They work for bad guys, but they're kind of, they're cheeky. You know what I mean? They get into
they're cheeky.
They get into hijinks.
Are they like, Woody the Woodpecker?
A little bit, yeah. Sandra Bullock might have put in the worst voiceover performance I've ever heard from anybody in this movie.
Ooh, that's actually a good podcast episode. Worst voiceover.
Completely mailed it in.
Sandy Bullock, who, by the way, looks rather stunning in the trailers for Ocean 8.
Yeah.
Anybody?
That's the only thing that's going to be stunning about that movie.
People don't like it. I tweeted out the character posters today, and the response is not positive for that movie.
Yeah.
But Rihanna's in it.
She's a computer hacker.
That's right.
You remember that bit in like Original Kings of Comedy when Steve Harvey was talking to Boogie, and he's like, "Nothing about you says computer or school."
Yes,
that was my original thought.
what do you do, sir? Computer school.
Computer school. Boogie.
That's
nothing
incredible.
About you says computer or school.
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah.
That's as good as it gets. All right, so now let's get into the top 15 of all time. And this won't stay at 15 for long, but right now it is Avengers Infinity War.
She is on the rise.
This thing is moving. This thing is moving and a-grooving, and we have more thoughts on it. I'm sure many of you have already seen it again. I'm sure out of the $1.1 billion, we have all given at least several of our own dollars to this already, and maybe even more.
And it needs to pass the next movie on the list.
It really does. This is unbelievable to me. Number 14, and I don't think people hate this movie as much as you or I do, Iron Man 3.
Boo!
How on earth?
It's not as bad as 2. It's not as bad as 2.
It might be for me.
Oh, no. I think 2 is way worse.
Dude, the Mandarin's a good character, and they just shit all over him.
It's a good idea, but it's way better than my board.
Well, I know
Mickey Rourke. Whiplash. Terrible.
The wrestler.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what about Pepper Potts in the suit all the time, and what about Guy Pearce turning orange?
The Extremist? Well, that was a kind of a cool comic run, too, with the Iron Man Extremist. That was kind of cool.
Well, the Pepper Potts stuff. I'll give you that. All right, but what about Guy Pearce?
No, that's what I mean. The Guy Pearce thing.
Yeah, but he looked ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, it did. But I did like, you know what, I like the idea of Tony Stark kind of going, having like PTSD after Avengers. And going crazy and making like a ton of suits. So I like the scene with all the suits come out.
Do you like the scene? Do you like all the scenes with that kid in the shed?
It was nice.
No, it wasn't.
He makes his little potato gun.
I'm out.
You know what I didn't like about that though? The kid had no idea who he was.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
How would you not know?
Tony Stark. If you're a tech kid, like, how do you not know who Tony Stark is?
And after, like, all the events of New York and everything, and, like, he's on TV yeah. all the time. Anyway, so that
he's
movie.
He's like, who are you? He's like, I'm, what does he call himself? Like, the mechanic or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Stupid. You don't know who Tony Stark? Okay, whatever. That movie has its issues. But.
Stupid. Number 13, and this is a huge, like, this was pop, this movie was popular in the United States, but it made most of its money outside of the U.S. That would be The Fate of the Furious.
Yeah, this is, and like, we'll get to it, but like, I want to talk about this a little bit more.
Yeah.
I'm like, I keep asking myself, like, why do they make these movies? And now I know.
Cha-ching. Yeah. People love them. Like, internationally, these movies are insane. They love them.
And you said, I think like 3/4 of the money they make is international.
Yeah. It's pretty staggering. There's a good breakdown. I think it's Box Office Mojo. If you go to that site,
yeah.
They show you, you know, all time totals, but then they break it down. You know, domestic, international, and some of the swings, you know, most of them, again, just based off of the population of the earth, there is yep. more money to be made outside of the United States. But then there's a movie that we'll get to that actually has made more money to this point in the U.S., which is pretty impressive for where it is. So number 13 was The Fate of the Furious. Number 12 was the live-action Beauty and the Beast from last year.
Which is decent. Emma Watson can't sing, but she does a good enough job.
I saw it in the theater. I was... not a fan.
Not impressed.
No, I really wasn't. I think my wife, I think she liked it. I think I remember. Yep. This is one of the few movies we saw together in the theater. Number 11, every parent out there is not shocked by this. That would be Frozen.
Oh, my God.
Which I think they're making a sequel, Ryan. So
they are.
Get excited yep. to go see that.
It's on Broadway now, too.
I don't doubt it. Idina yep. Menzel.
Adele Dazeem.
Adele Dazeem. She was wickedly talented.
And, America's Sweetheart, Kristen Bell.
People, I used to love Kristen Bell, but the whole Kristen Bell Dax Shepard pairing made me sour on.
You know,
her.
He's not as much. I don't think he's as much of a douche as he plays like on TV.
What, do you think he's a good guy?
I've listened to him on Stern. Like, he's been on Stern, and he's on the Jason Ellis show on Faction on Sirius Radio. He's actually like pretty articulate and pretty funny.
All right, here you go, Ryan Davey. Breaking news: he likes Kevin Hart and Dax Shepard.
I don't like the characters Dax Shepard plays,
right.
Except in Idiocracy when he played Nacho, his his lawyer. Yeah.
Did you find him to be
Frito.
Funny in the television series Punked?
That's where he got his start, right?
Yeah, that's the first time I saw him for sure.
Yeah, it's the first time I saw him.
And then I believe he was in the film Without a Paddle.
With those other two Jamokes.
Wasn't it Matthew Lillard, him and like Seth Green? Or no, Breckin Meyer maybe?
No, Seth Green.
Was it Seth Green? Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
So 11 is Frozen. Now we get into the top 10. Star Wars The Last Jedi.
Which, no surprise.
No surprise at all.
There's a Star Wars movie in the top 10.
Not a huge fan of said film, but it's number 10. Number 9, and this is still, you know, slowly adding money to it, but number 9 all time worldwide is Black Panther. And this is one of the movies that I was saying has actually made more money domestically. Like, it's put up a big number domestically. Internationally, it's doing well. But if the odds or the percentages were more close to some of these other movies, it would probably be number one, or at least, you know, maybe at least number four. But for what it is, $1.3 billion right now for Black Panther.
Which is crazy. And you know what's nuts? I was looking at Rotten Tomatoes today because every now and then I'll just poke over to that site and see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's still in the top 10 box office.
Oh,
number 7
each weekend. You mean, yeah.
Yeah, like this week.
But you know what's smart too is like, if you're a movie theater, you should probably keep it as long as you're allowed to, because people go see Infinity War and then maybe they missed Black Panther or maybe they just want to see it again. Like, it makes sense to have it out there still.
Like, I had a buddy who went and saw Infinity War and he's like, "Do I need to see Black Panther? I haven't seen Black Panther yet." And I'm like, "No." I was like, "No, you're good." Like, as long as you're, like, vaguely aware of it, but you still should go see it.
Yeah, I think it helps. I mean, it's not the most important movie, but it helps, especially with all the stuff that's there. Number 8, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2.
And this was the last one, right? So that makes sense for this.
It does.
This
it makes sense because this is the most money ever made by a Harry Potter movie is the conclusion. So that makes a lot of sense. Again, so many... What happens is if you have like a pretty good movie and then if you have a sequel, even if the sequel sucks, there's just so much hype around it. And that's basically what this whole list is. Like, number 7 is Avengers Age of Ultron.
Coming off the first Avengers.
Yes.
You know, you would think it was, you know.
$1.4 billion for... So if you look at this, Robert Downey Jr. Well, let's get to the whole list first. Number six is Furious 7.
Unbelievable to me.
Again, internationally, they love Fast and the Furious.
Unbelievable.
They
I must be it. Like the most American movie they've ever seen.
They love it. All right, number top five now. So these aren't shocking. Number five is The Avengers, $1.5 billion. Number four is Jurassic World.
Which, that's crazy to me.
$1.6 billion. And again, I think internationally did really well. But Jurassic World... it makes a little bit of sense, though, like because the Jurassic Park series, you know, the first one was amazing, and we already talked about it was on this list. The other two weren't nearly as good. But then you take a long time off, and then you kind of rebrand it. You throw a big star on the front of it, plus it's dinos. So the movie wasn't great. I liked it. It wasn't great. All right, now the top three all time. All three of these are over $2 billion worldwide. Number three is Star Wars The Force Awakens.
A movie I very much liked.
Yes, and again... similar to where you had Star Wars, you had the prequels. People love Star Wars, and they're just like thirsty for one to be really good again. And then you give them this, and you're bringing the old people back with introducing new characters. So I get it. Makes sense. And it was a good movie. So
yes.
That's number three. Number two, and it had a stranglehold on number one for a long time, that would be Titanic.
Yep. Never saw it.
What do you think?
Never seen it.
You've never seen Titanic?
Never seen it.
Come on.
Nope. True story.
How is that possible? Because it's not like you didn't have girlfriends in high school. Like, how did they not make you watch this?
At the time, so in 1997, all right, I was 16. I just got my license when this first came out. There was a little movie called Showgirls that came out around the same time, which I decided to see. When I had the opportunity to see Titanic, I went and saw Showgirls instead. And then it was just like a series of like events where like I just had the opportunity to see it and then didn't. And then so much time had passed and I had known what happened in the movie because no one would shut up about it for three years.
The boat went down.
Yeah, but like I didn't need to see it.
It was an iceberg.
Like I already know. I could tell you the plot of the movie. Like,
do
I know
what happened. The band was playing as it was going down?
I do. Yeah, that's what I heard.
Which seems nuts. It seems like you're just kind of, at that point, asking for it.
Yeah, I guess so.
What would be the worst way to go if the ship was going down? Would you rather just freeze to death, like Leonardo DiCaprio?
I would rather freeze than drown.
Freeze, drown, or shark attack?
Oh, shark attack's quick.
Yeah.
You know, I have, since I was a little kid, I've had, like, this irrational fear of drowning. I don't want to make this into, like, a therapy session.
Yeah. No, that's a real fear. Don't worry about that. You can talk about that with us. You're safe
here. Like, I used to have like one of those like reoccurring dreams where I was like trapped under something, like underwater, and I couldn't get out.
So you're claustrophobic.
Yeah, a little bit.
What if you just took your belt off and kind of wrapped it around your head, but then you wanted one last feeling of ecstasy, and you allowed yourself...
You just went to some very dark places.
And it's kind of a win-win at that point. Either
and you're just exploring and you're wondering, you know.
You find yourself a little safe space. Worst case scenario. There's no worst case scenario. It's kind of a win-win in that regard.
You just went like that scene in Mallrats where he's talking about the plane going down.
Yeah.
Like, you just went there. Well, did he? Jesus Christ, man.
Jesus, Gil. So, yeah. And also... now, I know you've never seen the movie, but this movie's been out for quite some time.
Yeah.
Kate Winslet, who I think is... I like Kate Winslet. And so she's, like, on this board, like this plywood or whatever, and she's floating around, and Leonardo DiCaprio, Jack, is in the water, and he is very cold. You can see it on his face. Yeah. He's doing a great job portraying how cold that he really is.
Mm-hmm.
Call me nuts. I felt like there was some room on the board. Maybe for
you want to be a gentleman. You want to let her, you want to let her spread out a little bit.
I feel like they maybe both could have made it if she wasn't like hogging the board.
I think Jack was just trying to hit it and quit it. He's just trying to get out of there at that point. You know what I mean?
He's like, by the way, do you have a belt?
If I live, this is kind of a life sentence. So I'm just going to look for a way out right now.
That's true. He's like, I leave it on a high note here.
Yeah.
You guys hear the band still playing? They're like,
I'm going to go check that out. I hear the band still playing on the top deck. I'm going to go check that out. Have fun on your floating door.
John Mulaney has a great bit about on his recent stand-up where he's talking about like how there's like nothing to do like back in the day and how people would go just like watch ships. Like, did you hear that? It was hilarious.
Yeah, waving at the ship.
He's like, do you want to go down there and like wear like your best clothes and go down there and we'll just wave at the ship until it passes the horizon? No, I don't know anybody on the ship.
Just come down. It'll be fun.
Just come down and wave. What a weird thing. I definitely would, if I was alive during the Titanic and somebody like offered me like, hey, do you want to go on this boat for like a while? I'd be like, no.
No.
I would have no interest in that. And now, full disclosure, I know what happens. I know it goes down. Even if you told me it was a safe journey across, I'm good. I'm good here.
You know what? My great shame in life, Richard, is that I get very, very motion sick. That's like my great shame.
Really?
In life.
Do you take like a pill?
When I'm on a boat, I can't like be on boats.
Oh
or
no!
Or I can't go. Amusement parks are like a death trap for me. Like I can only go on roller coasters that go straight.
Okay.
Anything that goes backwards or spins, I'm done.
So could you go on the Yankee Cannonball?
Oh yeah, that's like my gym. I would go on the Kenobi Lake, Canobie Lake.
Yeah.
I would go on the Yankee Cannon because that's straight.
But you can't
do that.
You can't do the corkscrew.
The corkscrew, I'm fine because it's straight and it's quick. But like you know, like
the Galaxy. Teacups are out. Oh,
the
Tilt-A-Whirl, Turkish Twist.
I'm out.
Well, Turkish Twist was a tough one because I heard somebody died on that.
That's the rumor.
I know, because we used to go, we would go as
like
a school
weekend.
And stuff. Well, yeah. And I've been there a million times, and they were like, oh, yeah, like somebody choked on their own vomit on the Turkish Twist. I'm like, no, thank you. I'm like, I will be on the Matterhorn. Thank you very much.
You would think kids in New Hampshire who were like, when you tell them you're going to an amusement park, would be really excited by like the fifth time. You're like, where are we going?
Canopy?
Fine. All right. We doing this? Okay.
Me and Shark used to go.
I'll go watch the Michael Jackson impersonator.
that creep. Me and Shark used to go all the time, and it was a great place to wear a football or a basketball jersey. It was like a jersey hotbed.
You're getting sprayed in the water.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're just walking around. You look cool. You're showing off your Latrell Sprewell Golden State Warriors jersey.
Do you still have that? I bet you want it. I bet you want that thing back.
I hope so. Yeah, it's probably next to the Mountain Dews at my mom's house.
I once passed up, right when I was living in Waltham, Mass., there was this place, it was like a, I forget the name of the store, it was like a, A.J. Wright was the name of the store, which basically was like a worse T.J. Maxx. And they had, we found it on the rack, my roommate and I found it on the rack. It was a Kevin Durant Supersonics jersey.
Oh, that's nice.
We didn't buy it.
Oh, that would have been a real collector's item.
Kicking myself.
That's a good one.
This day.
I had some real gems. I had some absolute awesome jerseys. I had like a Jalen Rose Denver Nuggets.
I remember that one.
That was a good one.
We used to
outfit them. We used to outfit everybody. I had a Dan Marley World Championship Team USA jersey.
Dan Marley. You were the one kid who bought the Dan Marley.
Thunder Dan.
That whole team.
Dude, Thunder Dan was sick. I had, what else? I had like a Marcus Camby UMass jersey, which was a good one.
That was
one.
A good one. Yeah.
Anyway, a lot of good stuff there. And then my football jersey collection. I had, again, I'm not going to go out there and get the Emmett Smiths and Joe Montanas. I'm getting Eric Metcalf and Ricky Waters.
Terrible. Terrible.
Anyway, the number one, no surprise on this list, and it has got a pretty good stranglehold on number two, is Avatar. $2.7 billion again. Titanic was 2.1,
almost 2.8.
Yeah, almost 2.8. So it's got $600 million clear of number two. And again, Avatar is a big one. Like 70-something% of the money is international.
Yeah.
Again, it did really well in the United States, obviously, but it did even better outside of the U.S. So Avatar is number one. So at 2.7, almost 2.8 billion, do you think Avengers: Infinity War can catch it?
I think it'll be number two. How about James Cameron having the 1-2 punch, being like one and two?
Yeah, he's also a dickhead because he was talking about, like, he just dumped all over, like, the MCU. I forget what his exact quote was, but he's just like, they made too many movies, and like, people don't care.
And
he said
how it's like, you know, testosterone, blah, blah, blah.
And then meanwhile, he's like, he's planning on making, like, three more Avatars. I'm like, don't see Avatar. Don't nobody see it. It stinks. It's nobody's favorite movie. Nobody likes Avatar. Well, I shouldn't say that. Nobody loves Avatar.
No. And you know who? You better not say that too loud. Your girl Zoe Saldana might hear this. Friend of the podcast, Zoe Saldana might hear this.
Oh my God, I love her. Congratulations, by the way, Hollywood Walk of Fame. She looked gorgeous, getting her little.
She's a little premature, right?
No.
Like, how did she get one right now? And NSYNC just got one.
I don't know. I mean, she's been in two of the top 15 movies of all time.
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
Pretty good. And she is just stone cold stunning.
How about Chris Pratt is going to have like two of the top four?
Yeah,
two of the top five.
Yeah, he will. Once Infinity War jumps up there. Yep. So that's the other thing. So Robert Downey Jr. is in 4 of the top 15.
Yeah, that's nuts.
That is wild. So my quick look, and this could be off slightly, but I have, out of the top 50 movies, 6 are in the MCU.
Mm-hmm.
6 are Harry Potter's.
Yep.
5 are Lord of the Rings's, if you count, like, The Hobbit.
Yep.
4 Star Wars's. 3 Pirates.
Z-Z-Z-Z-Z.
2 Jurassic Park, like, if you count Jurassic World. 2 in the Transformers universe, 2 in the Fast and the Furious, 2 in the Batman Nolanverse. There's also 10 animated movies, I believe.
That's
3 of which are like the Despicable Me's, and 2 in the Finding Nemo verse.
Yep.
Also, only 4 have lasted since the 1990s. All the rest of them are modern, as you know, because you guys all go to the movies and spend $20 just to see something, so you can tell why. But pretty good. So best movie of this list, I would agree with you. It's probably The Dark Knight. But for me, Avengers Infinity War is closing in on that.
So I had, again, I broke it down. So I have my 3 best and my 3 favorites.
Okay, yeah, what do you got?
So the 3 best, I have The Dark Knight.
Yep.
Toy Story 3.
Yep.
And Black Panther. The 3, in my mind, the 3 best.
Wow.
Right?
All right. All right.
My 3 favorites are The Two Towers, Infinity War, and Force Awakens.
Oh, I like that.
You
like
that?
That's pretty good. Yeah. I would say The Dark Knight, Jurassic Park, and Infinity War are probably the 3 best. And my 3 favorite are probably overlap that pretty good. probably the same ones. Just because, again, you have so many just like, these like juggernaut movies, and I almost like eliminate. I like Harry Potter, but I eliminate those. Some of the Lord of the Rings, but I kind of bump those to the side. So it's like the MCU movies are pretty damn good. Like when you have Avengers and Civil War and Infinity War, like all 3 of those are probably in my top 5 MCU. You know, like the only other ones I'd add on there would be Guardians 1 and probably the first Iron Man.
And before I take some heat for not putting Jurassic Park on this list, I think I've just seen Jurassic Park too much. I wore that tape out.
Yeah, no, I mean,
like,
that's definitely
it
one.
It should be on my favorite, but, like, it probably is, but, like, I've just seen it so much. I have a little Jurassic Park fatigue.
That's fine. That's fine.
You know,
what's the worst
movie? Here's a little fun fact for you, too.
Oh.
I did this at first glance. Avatar is a Disney property now, right? Because they have, like, the Avatar park.
I believe so.
Disney. Half of these movies are Disney properties.
That's insane. It's not surprising, but it's insane.
Yeah. That's just at a first glance. Like, all the Star Wars, MCU, Avatar, like animated movies, like half of them are Disney.
What's the worst movie on the list?
Worst movie on the list, it's a toss-up. I got, let's see, Spider-Man 3 is bad, but not as bad. Like any of the Transformer movies, those are awful.
Yeah.
Like just awful.
Well, but, I'll probably go Phantom Menace.
Yeah, I wouldn't say. You know, watch it again. I watch it again. I don't hate it. I know it's not good. I know it's not good. I can't bring myself to say that I hate it.
Actually, Rogue One is up there, too, for me, is one of the best / favorite.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was one of the worst. I'm like, you are out of your mind.
No. I left it out, so I would jump that. Yeah, Minions is a good
Minions
one to put on there.
Any of the Avengers, I mean, not Avengers, any of the Transformers movies.
Yeah.
And Alice in Wonderland was stupid.
Yeah, I'm guessing the Pirates movies. Again, I like the first one. Then after that, kind of goes shit.
I haven't seen 4 or 5 of Pirates, but I don't want to and never will.
What's the most surprising one that's on here?
Again, I'll say like the Fast and the Furious movies and Fast 7, Furious 7 is number 6 all time.
All
like,
time.
That's nuts.
That is nuts.
That's crazy to me.
Well,
I'm sitting at home like, why the fuck? Because they're making, not only are they making another one, they're making a 9th, they're making a spinoff with Jason Statham and The Rock. Like, and
yeah,
I'm like, why are they
characters.
Doing this?
You know what's
like,
insane?
Who's seeing these movies?
People enjoy them. You know what's nuts is 4 of the top 7 movies of all time came out in 2015. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
So like Age of Ultron, Furious 7, Jurassic World, and The Force Awakens all came out 3 years ago. So that has to be the best year in movies.
you got to say, like, the best year ever for movies is 2015. Like, that has to be, if we were doing a Mac and Goo style show.
I was going to say,
like, that's a good year.
And then throw Minions in there. That was also 2015. Oh, so, jeepers crud. All right, anything else you want to get to on these bad boys?
Yeah, there was one thing that I haven't seen. So, yeah, I haven't seen Titanic. I haven't seen the last two Fast and the Furious. I haven't seen any of the Transformers movies, and I haven't seen the last two, and I will not see the last third Pirates movie. But, yeah, I mean, I'm just going through the list of my notes, and that's all I got.
Okay.
Pick of the bomb.
Pick of the bomb.
Pick of the bomb.
Pick of the bomb.
All right, Ryan, would you like to kick, receive, defer, defend a goal?
I think it's your turn to receive.
I will go. I'm actually going to sort of piggyback off of one of your picks of the pod. I was going to mention this earlier on, but then I forgot during This Week in Dork, so I'll just include it now in the pick of the pod. I did get a chance to see Batman Ninja.
Huh? What'd you think?
Very good. Very enjoyable.
It's crazy, though, right?
Oh, it's nuts.
Like batshit.
It's nuts, but I'll tell you what. I love any universe, and we've seen it now in, like, Rebirth, and even New 52 is doing it, but when you have Batman, Nightwing, Red Hood, Red Robin, and Robin. Some people might think it's too many. I love it. I love when they have all those guys and the different relationships there.
How about Damien with his little monkey? His munchie cheek.
Fantastic. And his, like, little mohawk he's got. It's a fun movie. So I would check out Batman Ninja if you get a chance. And one thing that was not a great movie, so this isn't pick of the podcast. I know we said a long time ago we would do something like the to-don't list.
Yep.
I saw Murder on the Orient Express, speaking of
not
Johnny Depp. No, sucked. Like, I love the idea. I know it was a book, and I know it was another movie. I hadn't read it or seen it, so I went in not knowing what to expect. I was like, this looks like Clue on a train, so I should love it. Yeah, it is. I mean, it's a whodunit, but not for me. Not
for you.
Not kind of a slow burn and just sluggish.
I would love to see Johnny Depp just act.
Yeah.
At some point. You know, and not do, like, a quirky, like, he's not British. Like, stop doing the British thing. Like, stop doing, you know what I mean?
Daisy Ridley's in it. It's got a good cast, but it's just, don't see it. It's not very good.
Yeah. My pick of the podcast, Richard, and this comes with a caveat, too.
Mm.
So I finally listened to the Marvel Wolverine The Long Night podcast.
Oh, how was that?
It's awesome.
Nice.
It's awesome. And so what you have to do, and this is a tip from me to you, Stitcher, where it's on Stitcher Premium, which you have to pay for. However, Stitcher will give you a free week, and then you just discontinue it. So I would say sign up for the free week of Stitcher Premium, and it's 9 episodes, and they're all about a half hour long. So you can breeze through it.
Wait, it's not on iTunes?
It's not on iTunes.
Okay, all right.
So go on Stitcher Premium, get the free week of free week, and then just stop it once you're done, but you need to listen to The Long Night. It's actually I've never had like a more like pick of the pod.
I love it.
You're getting like raw Wolverine, like in like a story. It's like a murder mystery, and like it takes place in Alaska.
Oh, I'm excited for that.
Oh yeah, and he's like a murder suspect, ooh, and there's these government agents who are chasing him, and you don't know what government agency they're from.
I like it.
Yeah, so it's really good.
Well, that'll do it. That'll do it for this episode of Hashtag Dork. Next week, I have a couple of ideas, Ryan. We had a few that we kind of were finalists for this week, but I had another one. I'm going to throw it out there. You can throw it right back if you don't like it.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, because Deadpool is in 2 weeks.
Yep.
What if we did rated R comic book movies?
Yeah. I'm in. Yeah, I just did like the quick, like, okay, I did like a quick catalog in my head.
There's more than you think.
There's more than you think, yeah.
Because I think it's like, you know, Watchmen, all the Blades, Logan, Crow. Like, there's a bunch of them. So maybe we'll do that next week. Also, working on a special episode as well with beer experts and friends of the show, Josh Deering and Will Woodward, who have both hosted shows back in the day on the old Hashtag Dork.
Because gluten intolerant Davey would not be able to do a beer episode.
But I think we might do best beers in New England. So it's going to be a little departure from what we normally do, but I think it'll be a fun episode. So we're going to try to do that next week as well.
There are beer dorks out there.
There are a lot out there.
And yeah. I wish I could be one of them.
It's okay. You can't be good at everything, Ryan.
It gives me the scooty toots and the squirty hurts.
It sure does. You can rate, review, and subscribe on the iTunes. We appreciate all of the reviews on there. Well, at least the 5-star ones are nice. You can tweet us at Dork Podcast. You can email us dorkpodcast@gmail.com. YouTube, we're gonna have a new video. In fact, the video might be out right now, so check youtube.com/dorkpodcast. And Ryan, where can the people follow you?
People can follow me at Arvon D on all and any and all social media outlets. So please say nice things. You know, don't be a dick to me.
You know what I think we need, Ryan, is like a lock, like a closing tag. I know we've done like 150 something episodes. We need something that we say at the end. I don't know what that is yet.
Like the Bob Barker, like spay and neuter your pets kind of thing.
Yeah, or I don't know if this is a free plug, but Ace is the place of the helpful hardware folk.
Oh my god! Oh my god, Richard, I did it again.
What? Oh,
I forgot to mention our wonderful sponsor at Illusion Grips. For any and all, your most affordable gaming controller. I can't think of it
what?
Right now. Just go to Illusion Grips and just buy their stuff because they're awesome and they've been really good to us. And by the way, I have a T-shirt for you and some grips.
Thank you. That's a good finish.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.